Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good day two in the books of the RNC and the official RNC recap brought to you by my dentist, Dan's Dentist, exclusively by Dr. Benz, the Benz Dental Implant and Prosthodontic Center. You reach him at 610-272-6949. Dr. Benz is at your service and has been in good times and bad, meaning during the COVID-19 process, because of how superior it is, the systems and the infrastructure that he has in play. All right, coming up, look, I like Doc Rivers as a basketball coach, but this is an example of stuff coming together. And I'm going to ask Matt Rooney about this in a second here. Matt Rooney, big-time lawyer, political activist, and the guy who has the aptly named website, SaveJersey.com. You got to say, this guy's an optimist. How are we saving Jersey? We'll break down a little bit yesterday. Phil Murphy, even for Murphy, gone wild with this new budget, but also the RNC and these cultural wars that the other side dismisses by calling them that. Tonight, Vice President Mike Pence is going to be coming in his speech. I think it's his major speech tonight from Fort McHenry. And the reason for that is the Star-Spangled Banner. So we like to look forward. There will be, starting half hour before, throughout the speech, and that commentators, they're bringing them in already, about, do you know about the third verse of the Star-Spangled, third stanza, really, Dom, come on, of the Star-Spangled Banner and things of that nature. Now, you know why it's there. And I have a story, a Jersey story, and I'm going to get this guy on. I think this is classic moron. Jersey now wrangling with what they're going to do with high school football because a player is wanting to take a knee. So this coach in New Jersey says if he has some players that want to take a knee, and he believes he does, he's going to demand that the entire team has to take a knee in solidarity. I can't tell you if I had a kid on that team what I'd be saying and doing right now with that school board. If this guy holds it against you because you have a kid that doesn't want to take a knee because of a couple of ingrates that do want to take a knee during the playing of the Star Spangled, we're at the high school level now. All right, joining us is Matt Rooney to break all this down here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, maybe you didn't see that story, but I've sent it to you for SaveJersey.com. Tonight, let's look ahead, Matt, a little bit. Then we'll get your take on the first two nights. You have Mike Pence coming from Fort McHenry tonight doing a speech, Star-Spangled Banner, War of 1812, and then bringing it up to where we are now. And these commentators on the other side, be it the McCluskeys or Nick Sandman last night or Fort McHenry tonight, they don't get why the American people care about their traditions, care about these things. They just dismiss it.
No, they don't. And I got to tell you, there's so many great spots in this country that you could choose as a backdrop for political speech that are just imbued with symbolism, but Fort McHenry is maybe the most appropriate for the times we're living in. The War of 1812, that was a time when the American experiment was very much in doubt. The generation that had fought to free us from Great Britain was now afraid that they were watching everything being rolled back right before their eyes. They didn't think that the republic that they created was possibly sustainable. And of course, we persevered and we proved otherwise. And that's what the flag really stands for, right? It's not just a piece of cloth that's pretty to look at. It's not just something that we salute or have carried into war or that we have some kind of sentimental attachment to. It's a sign of the durability of this country that those men and women created. And when you kneel, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think you should be thrown in a gulag just for exercising your First Amendment rights. That's not the kind of country we live in. But that flag symbolizes all the generations that fought to make this the kind of country where you do have the right to be a disrespectful jerk.
Exactly. Well put. And as I said to you, imagine this, Matt, and this is going to be fodder for SaveJersey.com, I'm sure. This was in NJ.com. It's Coach Lou saying that if some kids on his team, and he believes there are going to take a knee when high school football starts, the whole team will have to do that in unison. There's got to be. You're a lawyer. Get on that. Get over there right now. Can you imagine?
It's just absolutely unbelievable. And look, I mean, this is where I think the left really goes astray. I mean, they go astray in a lot of respects. But, you know, we're talking about children here. So, yes, we want to teach them that they live in a country where we have a First Amendment, where you have every absolute right to express yourself if you sit down and you develop an opinion and you want to share it with those around you. But these are also still children. They're forming. And we're doing them a disservice if we don't teach them that they live in a fantastic country that allows for those exercises of your liberties and that flag represents those liberties. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this isn't happening in a vacuum. The reason these kids are kneeling is because they're being brainwashed by the media and their teachers that this is a racist, awful place. And one of the things I've loved about the Republican convention, Dom, so far, and I know you've been talking about it, is that it's the message that I'm getting is that it's okay to not be ashamed to be American. It's okay to be proud of this country. You have every right to be proud because there's so much to be proud about, which is just such a dramatic contrast to the Democrat convention, which was just a multi-day shame fest. We're so sorry you live in a horrible country, but if you elect Joe Biden, you can feel a little less embarrassed about it when you take a summer vacation overseas.
Absolutely. And a key group with all this emphasis. Look, Matt, I've been a bit critical. You know, I'm not all on board with all this stuff of the Trump plan and criminal justice. I mean, I try to shoot straight on this stuff. And Alice Johnson, okay, but there's some stuff there. But the guy last night, Ponder, this guy is exactly the guy that deserves a pardon. The good he's done, the relationship with the FBI agent, turning from a life of crime to something remarkable, absolutely, and also looking for other people that may have been unjustly incarcerated. Trump is the one that got that done, and we're hearing now, even Chuck Todd last night say, Biden camp very worried about African-American males, and Trump, all he needs is a couple of percentage points there in the swing states, and that makes a big difference.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, you're coming to us from Philadelphia, Dom, and we know that Hillary Clinton's relatively weaker performance in Philadelphia compared to how Barack Obama did in 2008, 2012 was part of the difference in Pennsylvania. Trump didn't run away with Pennsylvania. He won it. But in places in the city where Barack Obama got 99 or 100% of the vote, she only, and I'm doing air quotes here, got 89% or 92%. That made a difference. And it wasn't just people disinterested in Hillary Clinton, although you couldn't blame them for being disinterested in her. It was a small but important beginning. It was some African Americans saying, you know what? Donald Trump, for all his warts and all his flaws, is saying something important, which is that we've been disrespected from the Democrat Party for as long as there's been a Democrat Party. So why do we blindly Right. Oh, the Democrat Party, our loyalty. And one of my favorite speeches so far was that representative from Georgia, a black legislator from the Deep South who got up there and said exactly that.
Well, my favorite line, and that's why we're doing it, if you have an inspirational line or your favorite line from a movie or just a speech, Matt, I'd love to hear it. But the line of Tim Scott, who I love his life story, but he always was kind of tepid to me. You know, I didn't know enough about him. When he said his family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime, you can't top that.
No, you absolutely can't. And I mean, that's why it's so important to hear these stories. This is not a fundamentally racist country. Yes, we're not perfect. We're always in the process of becoming a more perfect union. But the very existence of these legislators and these rising stars shows you that this is still the place where you can rise at the top and you can overcome not only your own challenges, but the challenges that those who came before you faced. But if we continue to elect these far left politicians that erect these artificial barriers to success, we're going to have less Tim Scotts. That's what the Democrats want. They don't benefit when people succeed. They benefit when people feel stuck and get angry and want to blame everyone else for their place in life. And that's what, you know, you're hearing from so many of these woke white Democrat politicians who are some of the most racist people on the planet.
So, Matt, yesterday, even for Phil Murphy, this was a tour de force. I believe the New Jersey budget now has like 8 new taxes in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we're soon going to have as many new taxes as we have counties.
And also raising the tax again on smokers, gun owners, borrowing $4 billion on top of it. Is there any reasonable chance that this guy can be defeated in the upcoming gubernatorial race?
Oh, absolutely. I candidly, Dom, think part of the reason why he's not even pretending to care about the middle class in this state and diner owners and gym owners and everybody else that he disrespects on a daily basis, I think he thinks Joe Biden's going to win and that he's going to be Secretary of State. We wrote about it at SaveJersey.com recently. He thinks he's got an escape plan, a golden parachute, as he and his fellow Goldman Sachs alums would look at it. So he better hope that Joe Biden wins and he gets out of here, because people aren't going to put up with this very much longer. His ideas are devastating the Garden State. We have an unemployment rate that's still much higher than the national average. Small business owners are starting to revolt. People are angry, and they have every right to be, because we have a governor that does not care about not only whether or not we prosper, but whether or not he's lying to us, or whether it's a good lie. I mean, he's been telling us, and he recently went to the Supreme Court to borrow money.
Yes.
Now he's saying we have money for baby bonds to give everybody $1,000. I mean, are you kidding?
So this is, again, the Cory Booker thing. He's a plagiarist too, right? That was Booker who probably stole it from a dozen people. At birth, is it, you get $1,000 and a baby bond?
Yeah, you're going to get $1,000. And the idea is that this is going to somehow lift the middle class in New Jersey. But it's capped at $131,000, which some people might be listening to this and saying, oh, if you have a household that makes $131,000, good on you, you're doing well. But you got to control for cost of living. Pew did some research a couple years ago and found that in North Jersey, because of the cost of living, you're not out of the middle class until you get close to $200,000 a year. So then when you factor in the property taxes and the student loans it takes to earn that money, maybe you're in a household where mom's a teacher, dad's an engineer, or the other way around, it doesn't go very far. They're not going to benefit from this plan.
Absolutely. That is a staggering figure. So, Matt, again, you're one of the most optimistic guys out there chronicling this, fighting back in Jersey, SaveJersey.com. And again, I like to have you back soon, maybe at the end of the week, maybe on Friday, and we'll get you to bottom line as a political guy, exactly what the gain was here. What did they, you know, and we want to hear the negative too. I mean, is there something out of the first two nights that you think has not been exploited, has not been stamped enough, you'd like to see over the next two nights?
Well, I think ultimately Donald Trump, and look, I'm like you, Dom. I did vote for him last time. I'm voting for him this time, but I'm not a Trump apologist. I don't think that, you know, everything the man does is gold. It's not. But I do think at some point I would like to see Trump be a little self-effacing and just explain to people what some other folks have remarked about. Like, listen, you know, everything I say you're not going to agree with. Sometimes maybe I tweet before I think. But what makes me different fundamentally from Joe Biden is that I believe in this country. I don't think you're all racists who exist just to pay taxes, to pay for my wacky ideas. I'm working for you, not the other way around. And if you will forgive some of my shortcomings, then I promise you, you'll never have to regret voting for me, because I'm going to continue to get up every day and work for you, not the people burning down our cities. If he can capture that sentiment, I think you're going to continue to see the polls in the battleground state shift in his direction.
Well put. SaveJersey.com. Matt, thank you as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.